And joining me now, I have Temecula Mayor Pro Tem James Stewart, and we're going to be talking about how Temecula is experiencing historic job growth in the city. So thank you for joining me today, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Happy to be here.
So Temecula is actually experiencing a record year when it comes to job growth. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've had our current job total is a little over 62,000 jobs, and we've added 4,000 jobs just since 2017. So we are experiencing a lot of growth, especially in our industrial base.
Manufacturing is a big part of the growth in Temecula. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the companies that have expanded and moved into larger facilities.
So Western Plastics they make plastic materials, primarily food packaging. And then AnBio is the surplus laboratory equipment, medical supplies, lab equipment, and they're the ones that have tripled their warehouse space because they're experiencing a whole lot of growth in that industry also. Also, Nature Vet recently quadrupled their facility size, and they're a research development and produce pet supplement for dogs and cats and horses. And so they've expanded extensively. 60 Grit Studios. 60 Grit is a manufacturer who produces props. So from Hollywood to the giant grapes that we use at City Hall for our New Year's Eve type celebration, 60 Grit made those. And those giant minions you'll see all over, 60 Grit made those. So they are very specialty manufacturing, and they can do anything from styrofoam to steel. A very cool company. It's just a fun company to actually go visit.
Now, Pechanga Resort and Casino recently underwent a big expansion, and I believe that they are one of the largest employers in Temecula. What kind of business relationship does the city have with Pechanga?
Business-wise, we don't have a relationship. We do have a great community partnership, though. Pechanga has been very supportive in a lot of the city projects and the city charities and schools, and they've been a very good partner for the city of Temecula. They gave us $15 million towards the 79 interchange and the Temecula Parkway expansion that's going on right now. They're contributing heavily for that. And so they have been very good partners. And being a new city councilman, I've only been on city council for about 3 years, to see what they do for our city, it's been quite impressive.
I don't know if you know right offhand who the biggest employer in Temecula is. Is it Pechanga or is Abbott the biggest employer?
No, Pechanga is definitely the biggest. I think they employ close to 6,000 people. And then Abbott, at its peak, was one of our biggest. It's now down to about 800 or so manufacturing jobs. Millipore Sigma, it's a fairly large employer, too. I think they're close to 800 to 1,000. And then PHS, they're still a big employer also.
How does the job growth in Temecula impact and help Southwest Riverside County?
Well, it keeps a lot of people from traveling to San Diego. So if you ever are in Temecula during rush hour, the traffic going across or exiting at Winchester or even Rancho, it's a big line of people. And even coming from that industrial park, which, by the way, was a brilliant planning by the city council back when to provide such a large industrial park, because we utilize a large percentage of that now. But it keeps people working within our community. So even when someone drives from Marietta down to Temecula, that's still one less car going through that bottleneck gap on the 15. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to work regionally, too, with the cities of Marietta, Menifee, Lake Elsinore, Wildomar, and trying to, if there's a company that doesn't fit for Temecula, we encourage them. In fact, we'll even try to help them find property in any of these other cities, because we want our people to work here locally. We don't want them to have to travel to San Diego.
And what do you think is the reason behind this historic job growth?
Well, for one, we're prepared for it. You know, it's like if you build it, they will come. And I do believe that is the success of Temecula as far as jobs is we have a lot of opportunities for companies and industry to settle up here. And, you know, with the traffic so bad, you'd think, why would anybody want to come to Temecula? Well, not everybody ships everything during rush hours. So a lot of these shipments go out at night. So they're not experiencing any traffic when they leave Temecula to move their product from point A to point B. So it makes good sense logistically, too, because you've got San Diego 60 miles to the south. You got L.A. 75 miles to the north. You got Riverside and all the Inland Empire to the east. So we're centrally located, and it just really makes good business sense, especially if you're shipping product within the L.A. region.
Now, how important is it that the city keeps providing the tools that businesses need to grow, and what are some of the resources that you offer businesses?
Well, believe it or not, we don't offer a whole lot of incentives. The only thing we do offer is we will be a partner in trying to get your business up and running in the quickest, painless process we can. And so that doesn't mean we cut any shortcuts or anything, but we realize the value that they bring to our community. So we are very proactive in trying to, A, attract them, B, keep them. I mean, that's a big part of our overall plan is retention. So we really need to, if we bring someone here, we need to be totally engaged. And that's where I come in. I'm on the Manufacturers Council here in Temecula. In fact, as soon as I got on City Council, I was very intrigued with what was available here in Temecula as far as jobs. And so I got on the Manufacturers Council to understand the needs and the pitfalls these manufacturers are running into. So I think that's been a valuable tool for me to see their needs and wants. And believe it or not, workforce development is probably one of the biggest things they're desiring right now. They're looking for skilled labor within our community also. That's an attraction for a company who's thinking about coming to Temecula is where are we going to get our employees? And so we as a city then sit down with that company and try to create a workforce development plan for them, with them. And the city's been very proactive on creating opportunities for individuals, young, you know, middle-aged, whatever, that if a manufacturer or an employer of any type comes up here, that there's an opportunity for them to work here and have a competent workforce.
Now, if a business is looking to relocate or even maybe start a new business, who would you suggest that they talk to in order to see if Temecula is the right fit for them?
Well, Christine Damko is definitely, she has the ins and outs of what's happening business-wise in Temecula. And so I would probably start with her. Also, Luke Watson is our community development. He also knows a lot. So that we have several key staff. Charles Walker, he's our workforce development person. So if I were going to start a business, that would be the first thing I'd be concerned about. Where am I going to get my employees? And so Charles Walker is a great resource for that too. So we are very proactive business-wise to attract and to help these businesses want to relocate here.
Now, is there a website that people can go to find out more information about the city of Temecula and maybe the workforce development department?
Yeah, that would be our city website, cityoftemecula.com, I do believe.
Okay, actually, it's temeculaca.gov, so that's temeculaca.gov, and I'll have it posted on our website when this story airs. Now, I live in Temecula, and I battle that I-215, I-15 interchange every day going to and from work. Now, Phase 2 of the I-15 expansion project has been approved. I believe they call that the French Valley Parkway expansion project. Now, what can you tell us about that?
Most of the traffic backs up at Winchester, and there's a reason for that. The ramp of Winchester is right before the 215. It's a mile and a half, but people get a lot of pressure to immediately merge over the four lanes of traffic to get on the 15 side of the freeway. Meanwhile, all the traffic coming north is trying to force over to the 215, so there's a bad crossover issue that happens right at Winchester. So this phase of the project will create a two-lane frontage road, so Winchester will no longer be an on-ramp. The on-ramp from Winchester will be a two-lane frontage road, so you'll get on this two-lane frontage road. It'll be barricaded off from the rest of the freeway. So anybody who's on those two lanes can't get on the freeway until they get to the 215-15 split. And then this is where that $50 million became so crucial, is this project just keeps going up and up and up. And with this $50 million, we're finally catching up to what it was. We assembled like $87 million. That's what the project was going to cost 5 years ago. And so this $50 million was crucial to get this project started now, because the city of Temecula actually has already done all the engineering and it has pretty much everything in place. It's almost shovel ready. So anyway, this flyover bridge is going to drop you onto the slow lane of the 15, and then if you stay to the right, you'll be on the slow lane of the 215. So no more crossover traffic. That is the crucial thing, and I think that's what alleviates a significant part of this backup.
Great. And when is the project supposed to start?
Well, we're looking at going out to bid hopefully within between 12 and 18 months. Which in government terms, that's lightning speed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
In government terms, 12 to 18 months is lightning speed, huh?
Lightning speed. And then it'll be a two-year build. So once we break ground, it'll be 2 years to completion.
So we're looking at like 2022, probably around that time.
Yeah, close to that.
Okay. Temecula Mayor Pro Tem James Stewart, and we've been talking about how Temecula is experiencing historic job growth in the city. So thanks once again for joining me, James. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thank you.